Elise.
What's up?
It's time for an episode of WikiQuest. I'm Ted Hubisch.
It's time. I'm Elise Giannatasio.
I'm your wiki twin, Ted Hubisch.
I'm also a wiki twin.
I've kind of given up on appending a little fun name to myself, a little fun descriptor to my wiki twin name, because I've just, I don't have, I, it's finals week for crying a lot.
That's what I'm doing during finals week.
Haha.
I actually haven't cried yet, but I did have my first bowl of ramen noodles, and I think that's when you really know.
I've never had ramen noodles since I got into college.
If you need any, I have an entire box of them for some reason.
I might hit you up and get those from you. I've had Easy Mac before here.
Oh.
I've had bad Panera prepared. It's not like I didn't even get it from Panera Bread store. I got it from. It was like a packaged one that I got from the dining hall.
Oh yeah,
the store, little convenience store. Yeah, you heat it up.
Yeah, they have Panera soups in containers, and you just heat them up.
Yeah, you can get, I've never tried lobster bisque.
That seems dangerous.
It does seem dangerous. You're from Maine. You know about lobsters.
I do. I actually don't like lobsters, but I...
You don't like anything!
I really... Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of food.
What Elise and I have figured out is that...
We're opposites.
We're, like... We don't like anything the other person likes.
Correct. Yes.
We agreed on, like, an album.
what I was going to say... And doing this podcast. You know, lobsters are the most fun when you put them down on the ground and you have them race, because you get them and they're still alive, and then they walk around and they're like giant spiders.
Is that fucked up?
It may be, because then you
that
kill them.
That sounds like it is, yes.
I never eat them, though, so it makes me feel better, I guess.
You still like torturing them.
No, they're just walking. They have no idea what their fate is going to be.
But don't they have their claws taken off?
No, they're just rubber banded, so they can't snip.
Oh, I thought... In my brain, I was thinking that our claws were taken off for some reason.
Oh, no, huh. In Maine, you get them whole and you get them live.
I don't know why I thought that, though. There's nothing... I have no preconceived notions of lobsters other than having their claws banded together. Or, like, when they're not banded together and the chef with the big hat comes in and he goes, "Mamma mia, I want to get a lobster." And then the lobster snips his nose and it's like, "Oh, Dios mio."
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah. And he slips on a banana peel.
Yeah, when you have to put them in the pot, sometimes you take the bands off and they're like...
Lobster shell. He slipped on a lobster shell, not a banana peel. A lobster peel.
Oh, sad.
Molting.
Oh, molting. So we already talked about my hermit crabs, but
yeah,
I love them.
What was his name again?
Oh, yeah. So, guys, I told you about my hermit crab that ran away.
This is way back.
That was way back. That was a long time ago. But I forgot to mention that his name was Punch Buggy.
Yeah, that was like...
And that makes the story so much better.
It's such a good name for a good hermit crab who ran away from Elise when she was very little. And actually ran away. Like, the parents get to make the fake stories about your pets running away when they die. This one actually ran away.
Yes.
And it was a hermit crab.
We could not find him.
Anyways, Elise, what do we do on this podcast? This is WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research.
We search through Wikipedia, we find some crazy stuff, and we talk about it. That's it.
Yeah. And we just basically, when it's not, you're not supposed to be learning anything from this podcast. I mean, we learned some stuff. You guys probably already know it because you're all smarts. We just kind of use it as conversation starters. This is more of a Ted and Elise podcast, I've noticed.
Yeah, it's turning into that. We focused more on the Wikipedia pages, and then we realized that we actually just like talking.
Yeah. I mean, it's really...
This is giving us an excuse to talk.
It's just a big ego trip.
You ready?
Yes.
To go?
Yes. About a bad public school. About a bad public school, formerly Railway Public School, and about a bad public school and college. Is a public all-boys boarding school for 7th to 12th grade students located in Abbottabad, Pakistan. APS follows the philosophy of the British boarding schools, where academic rigor is balanced with a disciplined boarding life, with activities ranging from intramural sports to debating and cultural events. Abbottabad Public School is located at an altitude of 4,500 feet. Why did they put that there?
That's really funny.
By the way, it was founded by somebody named Mr. H. Ketchpole.
That's a good name, Ketchpole.
Their motto is character is destiny.
Ooh, character is destiny.
Read the Latin for me, Elise.
Oh, now it is. Now it is. It's here. It's here. It's here. Sime sunt.
Elise knows Latin. That's one of the things I managed to get out of her, because she tells me nothing about her.
I'm a mystery. Yeah, I took Latin
Elise,
for 4 years.
More like Enigma Giannotazio.
Enigma Giannotazio. I'm going to start saying that. Hello, okay. My name is Enigma Giannotazio.
And then people, that's how you try to make new friends. We have new plans for making new friends.
What are they?
Well, I just call people stupid idiot.
Oh, true.
I walk
true.
Up to people behind her because I, we mentioned this last episode, but we got to say it again. I walked up to behind Elise and called her a stupid idiot while she was getting some apple juice or something. And I said, and she said, oh, I don't like to be called that. And I mean, that's
I think
fair.
I just said,
That's fair. But, yeah, no, you're going to call introduce yourself as Enigma Giantazio. I'm going to call people stupid idiot. We're going to have friends.
I mean, I don't know if it's the best plan, but it's something we can work with.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure this out. We're new to this whole thing. So, the principal. I want to get back on track here. All right. Okay?
Abadabad.
I got to get you over here.
Abadabad.
Okay, so the principal says, for the founder was Mr. H. Ketchpole. In the form for principal, it says, section for principal, it says, principal, various from time to time. I mean, yeah, that does make sense. It says that the academic staff is science.
Oh, is it just a science school?
I
don't know if they understand.
There's 550 students, over 120 enrollment per year.
Oh, I realize there's another I in the Latin, so it's simae sunt.
Well, that's your mistake.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Okay, let's see the history of this place. In 1957, okay, actually, you do it.
Okay, in 1957, Pakistan Railways opened up a school outside Abbottabad on official railway land donated by Sandar Bahadur Khan.
Citation needed.
Brother of of General, self-proclaimed Field Marshal, Ayub Khan from Harapur Haraza, who later became the president of Pakistan.
Wow.
The school was called Railway Public School, and after 2 years it was closed. And then, after a gap of 1 year, in April 1961, the school was renamed as Abbottabad Public School.
Wow.
In 1986, Muhammad Zia-ul-Haq, the then president, renamed the institution as Abbottabad Public School. Oh, that was said in the last sentence.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well,
the school board of governors.
Wait, when was it done, though? 1961 or 1986?
Oh, this is an
There's
incorrect.
A conflict.
So it says in 1961 it was renamed Abbottabad, and then in 1986 it was also.
Hmm.
It was renamed twice to the same thing? Was it something else in between?
It was
no one
the Abbottabad Public School first, and then they said, oh. And then
it's
friggin'
just
Justin Timberlake came and said, oh, get rid of the D, it's cleaner. Ha 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 ha.
Justin Timberlake is just like that.
Yes. Anyways, the school board of governors in its meeting on July 20th, by the way, school is, in that sense, school is lowercase, board is uppercase. Anyways.
Of is lowercase, governors is uppercase.
Yes. Wow, this is a great game. Anyways.
Every other one.
School Board of Governors is meeting on July 20th, 2002, deleted the words and college. They just go down there and go like, guys, God, we gotta get the Word document up. Delete.
Oh,
delete,
wait.
Backspace.
So
that was my joke about deleting things, guys.
It's been named Abbottabad Public School three times, in 1961, in 1986, and in 2002.
Guys, what are you
just
doing?
Just stick with one.
Guys.
Don't rename it again.
You guys are changing it too much. Stick with Abbottabad Public School. There's too much. It's too confusing, guys.
Oh, so it's
you
not
can't go from 1961 call it Abbottabad Public School, 1986 call it Abbottabad Public School, and then 2002 change it back to Abbottabad Public School. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, just want to go on to a new article. I feel like we've got just about everything we can.
Sounds
out of
good.
This one.
Bye, Abbottabad.
Bye.
Here comes a new page.
Oh, I like that one.
Yes, I do. Okay, Malibu Pier, horse. We have not covered a horse. There's a lot we can do with a horse. So, Malibu Pier.
Thanks for stating that.
No problem. They are... like a Swiss Army animal, okay? They can do it all. You get a horse.
You have scissors. You have a knife.
Yes, you do.
You have a nail file.
Yes, you have something to kick with.
You have a bottle opener.
You have something to punch with. You have something to trample over with.
A.
You have something to eat your oats for you. eat apples.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about a Swiss Army knife.
I was talking about a horse. I was saying that it was... Why would I say in a sentence that says this horse is a Swiss Army knife of animals, why would you think that I'm talking about Swiss Army knives as a subject?
I was listing things that a Swiss Army knife had.
You were just kind of, you were just listening, you're just hearing what you wanted to hear.
Pretty much.
Elise only thinks of knives. It's concerning
me. That's it.
So, Malibu Pier, fold. April 2nd, 2007 in Kentucky is an American thoroughbred filly. Owned by Spendthrift Farm LLC. Wow.
Spendthrift.
They just straight out say that its owner is the company. And that probably happens more often than not. Mm. And trained by Carla Gaines. What a good name. She won the Santa Ana Stakes, the Santa Barbara Handicap. Wow, lots of Santa. And the Beverly Hills Handicap. She was sired by Malibu Moon. She is out of Blue Moon? What? It says she's out of Blue Moon.
Yeah, sired is the father.
But what does
she
it mean?
She was born out of Blue Moon.
But that sentence makes no sense.
Blue Moon birth.
She is out of Blue Moon. She's.
We're all out.
We're all out of dog. No, that's a horse. Shut up, Ted. Anyways. Okay, 2010 season. On July 15th, 2010... Malibu Pier won her first race, a 6 furlongs maiden race. She was ridden by Rafael Bejarano. She raced on turf, and she defeated 5 other horses. Woo, Malibu.
Woo. Are we going to read all of them?
Yes, we are going to read all of the history of this horse.
All right, we're going to go really fast. On October 4th, August 14th. It said August 14th, and I said October 4th. On August 14th, 2010, Malibu Pier won her second race, a 1 mile allowance operational claiming race with the same rider. This time she defeated a bigger field with 8 other fillies.
Oh my god.
So
wait, okay, so next time she finished fourth place on in the Harold C. Ramser Senior Handicap on October 17th, 2010.
Wait, she only did 2010 and 2011?
I guess so.
Wow, horses have a short racing life.
Also, by the way, I gotta say, oh man, she's like finishes like fourth and stuff and like fifth. Oh, one time she finished last in 2011.
Mm.
But she finished second in December 26,
2010. This is a good horse.
Well, it is a good horse. And also, it's weird because she has like a very in the world of horse names, like race horse names, it's very, very conservative. Malibu Pier.
Malibu Pier.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Like these other horses that she that were like in the pedigree, her pedigree. There's like Seattle Slough, Weekend Surprise, Mr. Prospector. Oh boy.
My Charmer.
There's Maximova.
Blushing Groom.
Niniski. La Colorada. Rainbow Quest. Oh my god. Trellex.
Gold Digger.
There's Bold Reasoning. My Charmer. Secretariat. I mean, is that just regular Secretariat? Yeah, this is regular Secretariat. Plain old Secretariat.
That old Secretariat.
Lassie Dear, Raise a Native.
What? Raise a Native.
Deal with that.
That's a pretty horse.
New York Times, in Raise a Native's 1988 obituary, in the New York Times called him the most influential sire of the American thoroughbred stallions for the last 20 years. Wow. This one has a more bigger thing. Anyways, let's go back to reading these horse names. Gold Digger, Green Dancer.
I already said
Barakala. Got Barakala, Nijinsky, Virginia Hills, Surumu, La Dorada, Blushing Groom, I Will Follow, Exbury, Dentrelic. So, Elise,
I like how I have La Colorada is the father of La Dorada.
Oh, yes. And there's also AP Indy, Macumba. Lamitas to the rainbow. So, Elise.
Damn Blue Moon.
I was
just kidding. That's Dame.
I was about to suggest that we do a segment of our show called Article Matchmaker. However, this is in the same family.
We're not doing Incest Matchmaker.
We're not doing Incest Matchmaker. I'm sorry.
Moving on?
Yeah, let's move on to a new article. The Shadow Brokers.
is an unknown threat actor responsible for the publication of exploits and vulnerabilities, specifically targeting enterprise firewalls, tied to the Equation Group threat actor. While the exact timeline is currently unfolding, reports suggest that preparations of the leak started at least in the beginning of August, and the initial publication occurred on August 13th, 2016, with a tweet from the Twitter account, @theshadowbrokers, with two S's.
Haha, they can't even spell that right. Oh god, we're gonna be hacked.
Announcing a pastebin page containing references and instructions for obtaining and decrypting the contents of a file supposedly containing tools and exploits used by Equation Group.
Jeez.
Wow. So the pastebin page introduces a section titled Equation Group Cyber Weapons Auction Invitation with the following content.
Man.
Attention government sponsors of cyber warfare and those who profit from it. How much would you pay for enemies' cyber weapons? Not malware you find in networks, both sides, RAT, NLP, full state sponsor tools. We find cyber weapons made by creators of Stuxnet, Dooku, jeez, Flame, oh my God. Kaspersky,
Kaspersky.
Oh my gosh, Kaspersky. Called Equation Group. We follow Equation Group traffic. We find Equation Group source range. We hack Equation Group. We find many Equation Group cyber weapons.
They're really finding out about the Equation Group. They're really getting into their jam.
You see pictures. We give you some Equation Group files free, you see. This is good proof, no? You enjoy. You break many things. You find many intrusions. You write many words. But not all. We are auction the best files. This person is not English born.
How do you know?
Look. Did you hear it? Read it.
I know, I did read it.
You write many words, but not all.
I say it's
the... We are like auction.
That. I write like that.
We are auction?
I chat with you like that. Exactly like that.
I mean, you do, but it's not correct.
I know. But you'd never call me on that and say I'm not English born.
Wow, so it... Sorry.
Let me handle the scrolling.
Okay. It also
I'm
gives
sorry, I'm not angry at you.
It gives auction instructions. Wow, speculations and theories on motive and identity.
That it might be somebody inside the NSA.
Oh.
Might be tied to Russia.
Oh.
Wow.
Jeez. This is big. We stumbled on something big.
We cracked this one.
The Shadow Broker.
Snowden, come on, talk to us on the show.
Snowden, shoot us an email.
Yeah, Snowden,
tell us what's
shoot
up.
Us an email. Tell us what's up with these guys, because we think we might have something. We might have found some information about him. We got a line, inside line, from
we found
Jimbo Wales.
Jimbo is speaking to us through the Pedia.
He is. That's it. This is new form. Jimbo Wales has
sticky fingers in the pie.
No, I didn't mean sticky fingers in the pizza pie. I mean he had his consciousness uploaded into Wikipedia.
Did he?
The free encyclopedia. Want to go to a new article, please?
Lego.
Alexandra Dementeva is an artist. Born in 1960, Moscow, USSR, is an artist who has been creating works of electronic, video, interactive, and installation art since 1982. Dementeva spent much of her childhood with her grandfather, Eugene Volkov, a biochemist, who instilled in her a love of science. She graduated from Moscow State University of Printing Arts in 1985. Her artistic career began in 1984 when she originally practiced painting and drawing. In 1990, she moved to Belgium and began experimenting with Amiga 2000, Macintosh, PC computers, and video camera Hi8. She was interested in anthropology and psychology, particularly in behaviorism, which led her to create an interactive environment. She graduated from the Academy of Fine Arts Watermael Boitsfort in Brussels. In 1999, she became one of the co-founders of IMAL, Interactive Media Art Laboratory in Brussels. So,
cool.
So yeah, no, she had the whole setup. Starting up, like figuring out how to do computer art, because like the Amigas and the Macintosh, I know those are like the top of the line.
Yeah, and it says here that interactivity is an essential element. Interactivity is an essential element in all her work. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So basically, is this like
she basically does like okay? Let's see here. She's made spectator involvement an integral part of the creative process. She explores contemporary trends in the construction of a narrative and questions the very process of storytelling by stepping aside and offering every viewer the power to reshape and manipulate the original imagery and plot. Wow. That's cool. Really cool. Okay. Interactive installations have been in Brussels, Moscow, and NYC. Wow, these are
Our
really
work has been exhibited in France, Brazil, United States, Spain, Mexico, Germany, true. Switzerland, yes, Korea, true. Italy, and etc.
I love etc. as a place. I always love interactive exhibitions at like art galleries. Love I mean, those are always it. Fun. I like the ones that cool. do to take the paintings off the walls and break them. Just kidding, I wouldn't do that. That would be bad.
I went...
Pranked off, guys.
Last year, I went to an art exhibit of shoes. My really? Friend really wanted to go, and it was all high-heeled shoes that had been turned into art pieces.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know, it was an experience because everyone there was also wearing fancy shoes, and I was wearing flip-flops.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, man, I have come to the wrong place.
Oh, God. You know, I wish I had more to say about Alexandra because her stuff sounds really cool. Her history is really cool. Everything about her is really cool. Well, I mean, there's no pictures. And after all, we wouldn't really be able to, like, properly experience her works.
Because we can't interact. And also, this is not a visual podcast.
Well, I mean, we'd be able to talk about them and describe them.
That's true, but...
There's, like, podcasts about TV shows. There is a Westworld podcast.
I know. I need to listen to it because I just can't stop thinking about it. I've been listening to the Westworld soundtrack 24/7.
Oh, my God.
Like, my day is Westworld all day. Oh.
They call it Westworld Giannotazio.
Enigma Westworld Giannotazio.
Westworld is an enigma. Hey, Elise.
New article?
Let's go do a random article. Let's just close this one out. Alphonse Marie Adolphe de Neuville. You cover this one.
He was a French academic painter who lived the 31st of May, 1835 to the 18th of May, 1885. Oh, he was so close to being 50. But nope, that didn't work out. he studied under Eugène Delacroix. His dramatic and intensely patriotic subjects illustrated episodes from the Franco-Prussian War, the Crimean War, the Zulu War, and portraits of soldiers. Some of his works have been collected by the Heritage Museum.
Hermitage Museum.
Hermitage. Okay, my mouse was covering the word, and then I moved it, and I was like, oh, it's Heritage.
Panicked.
Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, and the Metropolitan Museum in New York. He was born to wealthy parents Saint Omer Pasticalet and earned his degree in Bachelor et Lettres. In spite of family opposition, he entered the Naval School at Lorraine, where his artistic instincts started.
Wow, that's an interesting way of saying that. He's a really, like, his hair, well, he's a really, looks like a very well put together guy. He has one of those actual cartoon big fluffy mustache
this man has.
And his hair looks like it's, plastic, or like, no, actually, it looks kind of like it's, well, it just looks like a Lego hair piece.
Oh, it does.
Or like whipped cream.
Yeah, it looks like it shouldn't be on his head.
It looks like icing. It looks like cake icing.
He's very handsome, though.
He is very handsome.
He has a nice nose.
He has a nice ear.
He has a nice eyes.
Nice eyebrows.
Nice neck.
It's just like...
He's wearing a tie good in this good, photo.
Good bits painting? About him. It's not a painting. That's a degree. That's no, it's a Woodbury type. So, Woodbury type, I believe...
Is made of wood?
Okay. Yeah, we don't even need to talk about this.
He participated in illustrating the Hetzel editions of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Wow.
That's cool. He at the same time, he painted a number of remarkable pictures.
But wait, no, he was, like, discouraged by several painters of repute.
I know.
But he was admitted to work in the studio of François-Édouard Picot. He did not remain there long, though.
He was painting by himself when he produced his first picture, the Fifth Battalion. Yes, the Fifth Battalion of Chaucer's in the Gervais Battery in 1860.
Gervais.
Gervais.
Battery.
In 1860, Neuville painted episode of The Taking of Naples by Garibaldi for the Artist Club in Rue de Provence and sent it to the Paris Salon in 1861, the Guard Chasseurs, and the Trenches of Marmelin Vert.
Okay, so.
That was a lot of French words.
It was. Let's see how his art looks, okay?
Let's look.
Ooh, this is a... Ooh, I like his style.
Oh, wow.
His colors are really nice. There's like lots of nice little reds going on.
Yeah.
Is it blues?
Very vibrant colors. That's very neat.
God, yeah.
You're clicking them good. So fast that I can't see them. Because it takes a minute. There he is with his hair.
Yeah, no, I'm really digging this guy's stuff. If you guys want to see it, well, the link to the wiki article, as always, is in the description.
If you're on mobile, you kind of have to dig for it, but it is down there.
Well, that's just depending on your app you're using.
That's true. If you're using the one that I am.
Well, elites.
Yeah.
Do you want to close up the show? This is we're ending up at a low note, but that's basically the point that we're at.
The low note? Why is it a low note?
Well, oh, God, usually it feels a lot bit more action. It feels like it has a bit more of a punch to it.
We're looking at paintings. We're having lots of fun. It's a Thursday night, and we're doing some things. And we're in a stolen room.
Oh, son of a gun.
And I am very nervous because a janitor might come in because it's the middle
Elise,
of the night.
We're like, okay, to record this podcast, sometimes we, like, hijack classrooms in our college. Because there's nowhere else that we were allowed to record. And so Elise always gets nervous when we do this because a nice janitor man might walk in and, like, take the trash can out for a second.
I'm very afraid of him. He seems very nice, but I don't want to disrupt his work.
Are you just afraid of people?
That's true. I don't want to disturb him. We're not supposed to be here.
At any rate, this has been WikiQuest.
Here we are.
I'm your, I'm not even going to try. Wiki twin, Ted Hubisch.
I'm your wiki twin, Elise Giannatasio.
We're both wiki twins. So basically.
Fraternal.
Are we a fraternal wiki twins?
Well, we don't look alike, and we are not monozygotic.
It's true. We're also not twins.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Friend twins.
Yeah, okay, that'll work.
We're not even twins of what we like, because we're like polar opposites.
Are twins ever the same like that, though?
Identical twins.
But they don't have the same interests.
So a lot of the times they actually do.
Well, don't. Ugh, I hate that.
Even
just kidding,
if
I love
you
that.
Separate them. Listen, I've been like hardcore studying for psychology. Even if you separate them, a lot of times they will have the same patterns.
Oh, yeah, no,
isn't
I know
crazy?
About that, yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
I don't like it. I wish they would get unique.
Sorry.
Just kidding. I'm not a sociopathic asshole. At any rate.
I hope not.
Yes, okay. So, Elise, you calm down, Elise, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Just kidding. You're my friend.
This
has been WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment conversation research. As always, you can send us sounds to our random article button. Sounds just to play whenever you press the random article button. You can submit those information for that. You can submit those to us. Information for that is at wikiquestshow.org/sounds/sounds. Our website is wikiquestshow.org, by the way, if you guys didn't know. We have a podcast, we have a show, we have a website. None of this makes sense.
You can follow us at WikiQuest on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, we have a Facebook and Twitter.
We would also like to thank our wonderful producer, Emily Walborn. We would not like to thank Greg Farrington for doing audio for us, because he didn't.
Yeah. And follow us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review leave a review. I mean, you don't have to do a good review. Follow your heart.
All right.
You know, we would like a good... I mean, everybody would appreciate a good review, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and we just need positive affirmation.
Tell it like it is.
Yes. Yes, okay. So, WikiQuest is made available under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, unless parts of it are not. Portions of Wikipedia are licensed under the exact same license, guys. I mean, that's the way things go. Yeah, we would like to thank the people of the world.
We'd like to thank you all. Thank you for listening.
Elise, do you have any more advice for people for things to do with your friends?
Eat some popcorn. Unless you don't like popcorn, then eat something else.
And even if you don't have friends around, eating popcorn is like having another friend there. That's our rule.
That's what we're saying.
That's the WikiQuest guarantee.
Eat popcorn. Maybe it will bring you friends.
That's not... Okay, this is bad advice. We shouldn't be giving this. Just like, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, if popcorn makes you happy, go for it.
If it doesn't, skip it.
Yeah.
Just do what makes you happy. Follow your heart.
Please.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you guys next Tuesday.
Yep. Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Unless you're watching, not next Tuesday if you're listening to these in a row, which, oh God, I had never even considered that before. But, yeah, okay. We'll see you guys later. I'll close up the show. Brrr.